After the success of last year's podcast takeover, AV Magazine is back here at Lords hosting our very own Making Waves mini pods as part of the Peerless AV Showcase. I'm Dave Allen, your host for the day, and I'll be joined by several industry experts and friends to discuss a variety of topics from individual routes into the market, workplace environments, and highlight some of the key initiatives taking place. Joining me now are three ladies who are heavily involved with Girls with Drive. I have Martine Dodwell-Bennett, Becky Can, and Danielle Myberg. Welcome, ladies. Thank you for joining me.
Thanks, Dave. Good to be here.
Fantastic. My first question is to you, Martine. Girls with Drive, how did it come about?
Okay, so I have to take you back a little bit in my early career at Stelgis, probably 12 years ago. I was sales director at the time, and I was asked to put together a corporate golf day. At the time, I didn't play golf, and I quickly realised that I was going to be missing out on a lot of conversations, missing out on meeting a lot of customers. My options were to sit in a buggy and go around dishing out drinks and snacks, or waiting in the bar and paying the expenses at the end of the day. So I realised very quickly that I needed to just jump in, and so I just said yes, we'll do a corporate golf day.
Fantastic.
My sales guy sent out all the invitations. I went to a local golf pro and I said, I'm playing golf in 7 weeks. I need you to teach me. And he said, okay, great, where are you playing? I said, I'm playing the Dalmahoy in Scotland. And he said, that is the longest golf course in Scotland.
It is.
That's quite ambitious. Anyway, I did it. I played. I didn't come last. I came second from last, but I didn't come last. And more importantly, I got a whole day of access to customers that I didn't normally have. And I think that was the key driver for me, forgive the pun. And then I left the AV industry. I played golf probably half a dozen times from then on different corporate golf days. I left the AV industry and went and worked for Lutron for 8 years, in which time I didn't play golf.
Okay.
And then when I came back, I was invited within 2 months of coming back to a corporate golf day. And so I turned up at the BTEC golf day. I was the only one there. Not the only woman there, sorry. Not the only one there. That would be a little odd. But when I got to the front desk, they looked up at me and said, well, you'll be Martine. And then I went to the Kinley golf day, and there were two women on the Kinley golf day. So that was the point. I thought, this is
mad.
Women are missing out. They're missing out on so many important conversations. They're missing out on the benefits of getting out on a golf course, all the benefits that go alongside that, time away from the office, time to think, time to network. So that was when Girls with Drive was born. I asked six women, it got a bit out of hand, we ended up with 18. And we've done 6 weeks now, six sessions, and the girls are getting invites to golf days. They're having fun. They're talking about the benefits of well-being, so that was, it's gone far better and far wider than I ever could have hoped for.
That's amazing. Well done you.
Thank you very much.
I'm sure the ladies sitting next to you will give a nice testimony now. Becky, Danielle, I mean, what was your involvement in golf prior to this, apart from maybe passing a golf?
Yeah, nothing at all. Total beginner. Obviously involved in the Peerless golf days that we used to organise,
yes.
Which were great for getting women started, having a little play around. But, Martine's taken it to another level. We're actually on the golf course now, which is, and it's been great. So, I'd have said 10 years ago that it spoiled a good walk. Certainly
yeah.
Wouldn't think I'd be doing this. But I like trying new things, new sports. I'm competitive, so I'm finding it very frustrating. But as an AVIXA Women's Council committee member, it's also really important for me to be supporting and elevating women in other ways. And why shouldn't we be on the golf course, and it would be great to see more women out there playing and being invited, so which has already happened already.
Which is what we want. That's what it's about, isn't it? Getting everyone in. I think, Martine, you hit the nail on the head, and myself and Danielle talked about this earlier in terms of, for me, there's no better place than you can be out there and you can actually get together with like-minded people, and you have them for that 3 hours, however long it takes you to get around the golf course, and you have the networking element afterwards to get in front of people and have the conversations that you wouldn't necessarily have.
Absolutely. I don't think I looked at some of the research behind it as well. 80% of CEOs, for example, who play golf earn more than those that don't. Career conversations happen all the time on the golf course. Whether it's a sale, whether it's your next career move, you're building relationships with people in your industry, side by side, you know, for 4 hours undisturbed. None of your customers give you that kind of time. And whether it's another, you know, whether it's your competition, whether it's your customer, you know, whether it's someone you don't work with today but you could do in the future,
it's just
a great opportunity to build those relationships.
It builds also a very much a confidence in yourself, because you get actually to learn the community around you a little bit better, the female community within the AV industry. And I think to have that, you feel more united. I think that's what the golf has done for me. I feel far more united now with people within IMSI. You don't feel like you're completely on your own, you know, and working.
You've got some allies, basically.
Yes, exactly. And you have the same sort of challenges, as I said before, but also, you know, the wins, you know, you share them together. And I think that is... thank you, Martine.
Yeah.
I think it's really, the other thing I found really encouraging is, you know, we're coming to the end of the program. We've got a big corporate golf day on June the 8th. We're inviting the men along.
I'm looking forward to attending.
We're inviting the men along. I just came back from Midwich Masters, which was the first time there were women on that trip. And the guys were fantastic. Yeah, this isn't about guys deciding, you know, it's not about discrimination in golf. Women just don't have the access to golf because they're not playing, they've not been given the confidence, they don't want to turn up and do something wrong, they don't know the etiquette. All of those things is what this program seeks to address. So we've got that corporate golf day. All of the women on the program have been out, you know, learning not to tread on someone's lie, learning not to put your bag on the green, all the things that, you know, to expect on the day that might put them back a little bit in their confidence levels. And even things like, you know, when you go out with a group of guys, they're going to be teeing off first. Right? And the women's tees are further along. So they're already standing around, they've got their head covers back on, they've got a bag on the shoulder, they're ready to start walking up the fairway. And you crack your drive, hopefully it goes straight. But by the time you're...
Further than theirs, too.
Yeah, I think that's possibly unlikely, certainly my case. But
should play with me then.
They're off and moving, and you're like, oh, I'm already 30, 40 yards behind them. You know, I've just been playing with some guys and pointed this out, and immediately they're like, actually, that's a really good point. Mm. So, actually, don't think about it.
Yeah.
And so, you know, some of them are saying, well, do you know what, we'll all play off the same tees, or you can tee off first, and we'll wait for you. You know, you can then wait for us. And, you know, I played a couple of days on the Midwich one. I've played recently at the BTEC, I played at Kinley's. All the men were absolutely lovely and supportive. And I think they'll be great. The guys that are coming to our corporate golf day know what to expect. Well, actually they don't, but when they turned up and find there is no nearest the pin, but there is a nearest the handbag, they'll deal with it. and we're just going to take the score out of it and have some fun.
That's the whole idea, isn't it? I think for me it's just like, I play golf, but not to any amazing level. But for me, it's just the camaraderie, the banter you have. Actually, like, it's a nice time. It's just when you're out with clients, as I say, you're with them for that period of time, and you've got that commonality. You're having a laugh at each other's shots if you're doing a bad shot, praising equally the good ones. But then you're talking business and having those conversations and making. I've made so many deals over the last 15, 20 years when I worked in property, something like that. I've made so many deals happen just through playing a couple of rounds of golf with people. It's amazing.
You might do a deal, or you might just get that appointment. Do you
exactly
know what?
That.
Can I come in and see you in a couple of weeks' time? Yeah, of course, Martin.
Yeah.
Yeah, that might be the only outcome of those 4 hours, but it will be a great outcome. And the thing I love about the women that are doing this, they've jumped straight in and they've got the bug. And like Danielle's been out and just spent a fortune on a set of golf clubs.
I bought mine off Facebook Marketplace.
Well, I was going to say, right, I mean, testament to all of you sitting here now and everyone else involved with it. I mean, I think for me, just like you've set it up, you've got it up and running, but the fact that like Becky, Danielle are still going off and having golf lessons outside of in their own personal time to make them better and commit to the cause, commit to being part of this process. I think it's brilliant that you're doing it.
Yeah, you're not going to turn into an 18 handicapper through six sessions of golf.
Oh, of course not, no.
But if you take enough from it to have the confidence to go out there and meet other people and turn up and have, you know, that's all I wanted from this. And I've had other industries already reach out. I had a I had an event last week in Richards Park with a partner that I work with. It was 52 women from the software industry.
Wow.
All turned up to an intro day. Women want to do this. Mm.
Women should do it. They should be involved in anything.
And unfortunately, golf is a sport that demands a lot of time sometimes. So women tend to take it up when they're either, you know, wealthy enough to take it up and they don't need to work, or they're retired. We feel guilty. Mm. I've got three kids. I'm not disappearing for half a day on a Saturday with three kids to go and play golf. So having this kind of forum and knowing there's a supportive group of other women that says, actually, we can play on a Friday afternoon, we can get a quick nine holes in, we're going to finish at four, it's fantastic. And that's what we're aiming for.
So we've talked about the opportunities, the conversations that it's opened up. If I was to ask the three of you now, two key things for any lady thinking about joining Girls With Drive or signing up to the next campaign, the next course, or just getting involved with it in general, what were the two takeaways you would give them?
Well, I mean, I'm at a new stage in my career. It was important for me to get out there. And, you know, this came at perfect time for me, really. Yes, I know a lot of the girls that are already involved, but there were some new faces there as well, because Martine, you know, has a wide network, and it's interesting to meet some new people. But give it a go. Just do it. You know, I'm finding it very challenging, but I'm gonna keep plugging at it and get out there on the course. So yeah, just do it.
You're committed.
I am now.
And you've got the golf clubs.
I got everything, all the gear.
And
no
yeah,
idea.
Yourself.
Yeah, I've got all the lovely gear. I've just spent some money on shoes today.
Love it.
But I know. And I'm quite a keen tennis player, and I think golf is, I'm worried that golf is going to take over from tennis, because, I love it, absolutely love it. But, what it gave me is definitely, I think, number one, confidence, mm-hmm. and number two, and wider network to, you know, and I think that is what we are here
vital,
to do.
Isn't it?
Yes.
Martine, yourself?
I would say, when will you ever have a better opportunity to network with your customers and your industry colleagues than that? Yeah, you walk into a room. Let's say you're a female today, and you walk into a room and you've got 50 guys, and you're there to network. You've got to go and find common ground, right?
Yeah, yeah.
For me, that might be a football conversation, because I'm a big West Ham fan. David seems to be a little upset.
So am I. I'm a massive West Ham fan.
Okay, so that takes up most of my time.
We talk about the VAR.
Yeah, okay.
Later.
So I've decided another frustrating sport to follow would be golf. But you need to find that common ground, right? You need to go and work a room, and you've got to work out what's common with 50 guys in a room. Well, you know, you can go on the Midwich Masters, there's 50 guys, and you've all got golf. You can all talk about what your day was like, how bad it was most of the time, how you shanked it, mm-hmm. how you spiced, you know, and you're already off and talking. So from a networking perspective, just do it, just jump in, and trust me, there'll be someone having a worse day.
There you have it, guys. Thank you very much for joining me, much appreciated. Good luck with the event on the 8th of June.
Thank you.
I will be there in attendance, so I look forward to seeing it. And thank you very much for
your
time.
Are you going to be playing, David?
If I'm allowed to play, I might come and make you ladies look even better than you are already. So I've not played for about 2 years, but I'll give it a go.
You're our perfect golf pro.
I'll give it a go. No, thank you so much for your time, and enjoy the rest of the show.
Thank you.
Thank you.